Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio on Om Times. My name is Gabrielle Venna, and I'm a Joy of Business certified facilitator, and I am your host today. And for this show, kind of a funny, ironic story, I am going to be talking about perfection and what it is, and what it isn't, and is it actually a good thing or not? So I would say, if anything, the theme of this might be letting go of perfection. So here's the scoop. I started looking at perfection, well, a long, long time ago. And I didn't actually realize that I was a perfectionist until much later in life. And it occurred to me, maybe in the last, since I started Access Consciousness, you know, in the last 7 years, that I am actually a perfectionist. But because I had a specific kind of picture of what a perfectionist is that I didn't match, I never put myself in that category. And if I was wondering if I am in that category at all, as somebody who is either concerned with perfection or getting things right, it all kind of is a blanket and falls into the same pool of insanity, for lack of a better word. So as I started to say, 6 months ago, I really started looking at this topic, and it was about and how it affects me and how I notice it affects the people in my classes and the people, the clients that I work with, and how insidious it is and how pervasive it is. And it must have been about 3.5-4 months ago that I thought, oh, this is a great topic for an Om Times Radio show. Did you catch the part where I said 3.5 to 4 months ago, I realized this was a great topic for a radio show? So one might ask, why did I not do this show sooner? Because I have hosted 2, if not 3 Radio Joy Business radio shows in that time frame. And the reason I didn't do it is because it wasn't perfect. So cute. It is such a huge topic, and I didn't have the whole thing fleshed out. And so I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to discover more about it, and I'm going to create a better show, and I'll have more information for people. Really, it was about getting it right and not getting it wrong and not shortchanging you, the audience, and not appearing, I don't know, maybe stupid is a harsh word, but, you know, not having it all right for the show. And so this show is being pre-recorded. And the cute bit is, this is literally the last hour I could record the show and have it ready on time. I was going to do it 2 weeks ago and pre-recorded, and then I was going to do it last week. And there were some legitimate things that have come up in the last few days that kind of prevented it. But really, I was procrastinating because it wasn't perfect. And that is crazy, because I actually have something to talk about here and something to offer. And somebody listening to this show is going to discover something about themselves or about their life and business, and hopefully walk away with some tools and a different perspective about how you are in the world and how you are with your business and your life. So perfection, what is it? Do you know? Well, here's what I discovered, and I was actually on a call series with Stephen Chutis of Bowman, who are brilliant, and they started talking about perfection. And this may be what got the ball rolling for me and where I started really looking at it in a different way. And what I guess I realized, but that they said so beautifully, is that perfection is different for every single person. So when we are trying to do something perfectly, or when we are trying to do something correctly or get it right, who's right and who's perfect are we aiming for? Is it ours? Is it mine when I do it? No, not really, because I don't have a lot of points of view about what that is. I am trying to get it perfect or right for everyone else. But here's the thing. Just like there are as many points of view on the planet as there are people on the planet, there are probably as many perspectives on what is perfect in any given situation as there are people who are looking at it. So what does that actually create? When I look at it, like, is perfection even real? Is it a real thing? Well, no, it isn't. There isn't a governing body that is up there looking down, judging whether or not we've got things right enough or perfect enough. It's trying to live up to other people's standards of what that is. And it could be, if you're working for someone, the people that you work for, whether it be a direct supervisor or a boss or a company. It can be for, if you have children, say, each and every one of your children. How are you the perfect parent for your children, or the perfect spouse for your partner, or the perfect son or daughter for your parents? You kind of see where I'm going with this. It is huge, and we could spin endlessly in all these definitions of what perfect is. And the bottom line is, it's not real because it's actually different for every single person. So let's stop here for a minute, and I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to run a clearing statement. If you are not familiar with the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, I'm not going to go into a deep explanation of it here, but you can go to the website www.theclearingstatement.com, and there's a beautiful 18-minute video by Dr. Dane here, who is one of the creators of Access Consciousness. And he explains it really well, but basically it works like a magic wand. So I'll ask a question, and you can ask these questions of yourself. Just substitute the word I instead of the word you. And then you run this clearing statement. And for short, you can just say pot and pocket all, or you can get the whole thing online. And it works like a magic wand that goes and clears away the limitation. So when I ask the question, that energy comes up, and usually what will come up is the energies that are creating a limitation or a stuckness in a particular area. And then you run the clearing statement and it wipes away that limitation as if it never existed. It goes back to the point where it's created and undoes it. So what I would like to ask all of you here is, what are you trying to get perfect in your life? And you may or may not get a cognitive answer, but everything that brought up, all the energies that brought up, would you now be willing to destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. And right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That gibberish is the clearing statement, and I'm sure most people are familiar with it. I just wanted to provide a little clarity for those of you who are not. So Would you be willing now, each of you who are listening, to let go of anywhere you've decided you have to have something right or correct or perfect in order to do it? Thank you. And just let it go. So who does the idea of perfect belong to? Who did you buy it from? Did you start to buy into this idea of perfectness, correctness from a parent or a grandparent or a caretaker? Like, you know, how many of us bought into it while we were in utero, before we were actually born? And we are energetic beings before we are cognitive thinking beings. When we talk about being, being is a space and it's an energy. So when we are little, pre-verbally, we still buy into and take on energetically all the things that we're taught once we do understand language, but we're getting it energetically. So everything you bought about right and wrong and good and bad and perfect before you had language, would you destroy and uncreate all that? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pod, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. So who does it belong to? Who did you buy it from? Is it even yours? And when I started looking at this perfectly, like, it's not even mine. I'm actually a fairly laid-back person. I prefer to kind of go with the flow and take things as they come and make my choices in the moment. But, and mom, if you hear this, I love you. I do, and you're wonderful. But my mom, well, both of my parents, you know, my mom was the valedictorian of her class, her college class. And my dad was wildly successful in everything he's done. And both of them have this sort of standard of having to get things right and perfect. And I, when I looked at this, realized I started getting this when I was like 1, 2, 3, and then it got more and more ingrained as I got older. And, you know, they got it from their parents, I'm sure, or someone else. Was it even theirs? It's like this standard that gets passed along as we get older. So look at this. Who does it belong to? Is it yours? Is it someone else's? And when it's someone else's, all you have to do is say, gosh, everywhere I thought this was mine when it wasn't, I'm letting it go. And just destroy and uncreate everywhere you bought it is yours and everything that got created or uncreated as a result of buying it. And you can run the clearing statement or you can just make the choice to let it go and not function from it anymore. And I hear the music. We're going to go into a break. And when we get back, talk a little bit more about perfection and how to get out of it.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I am your host today, Gabrielle Venna, and we are talking about perfection. And hopefully, we're really going to be talking about letting go of perfection. Because guess what, y'all? It stinks. So in the last segment, we were talking about perfection, and I kind of mentioned briefly that I didn't think I was a perfectionist because I didn't fit my idea of what a perfectionist is, which would be, I would put it kind of like that A-type personality, a high achiever, perfect grades, you know, has it all together at all times. Like my sister kind of got more of that, and I'm sure I should have had her on. We could talk about this for ages. For me, I tended more towards not taking a chance, not engaging in something, not starting a sport or a new activity because I might not be good enough. I won't be perfect. And I don't want to disappoint anyone else. And I don't want to look foolish. Does that ring a bell for any of you? Is there anything that you've wanted to try or do, but you haven't because you haven't mastered whatever this thing is you would like to learn or start? I mean, it's so silly. It's like, I don't want to go take, you know, a language class, you know, a Spanish class because I don't know how to speak Spanish yet. It's that same mentality. It's really ridiculous and it's very limiting and very destructive. So regardless of where on the spectrum of being a perfectionist or buying into having to be correct and right and good, whether it is, you know, the doing everything exceptionally well and the stress that comes along with that, or if it's the kind of a bounce between that and not actually trying new things or engaging in new business practices, perhaps because you don't want to get it wrong. Either way, when you look at it, the kind of vigilance and the massive amounts of energy that go into keeping yourself in, what's the word I'm looking for? Like inside the confines of what that right, good, correct, or good enough is for you. I mean, it requires massive amounts of energy. And if one isn't doing that, how much more energy would be available for fun and joy and play and creation? Right? And this is a Joy of Business radio show, and your life is your business and your business is your life. So this, you know, everything we're talking about applies to your entire life, but also with business. If you're trying to get everything right and perfect and please everyone that looks at your business or who you work with or who works for you, like how much space for creation is available there? Not a whole lot. You know, it really leaves one constantly monitoring, like it leaves you constantly monitoring you and adjusting yourself to meet other people's expectations or the perceived expectations that you have, that you think they have. It's kind of crazy making. And does that work for business? Well, yeah, you could have a functioning business doing that. But are you going to have the joy of business? Probably not a whole lot of joy of business. And it makes it very easy to veer from the business you love. So when you started business or started your job or career, whether it is a paid career or whether it's something you do at home, being a parent, taking care of a household, whatever it is, like when you started that, did you have some idea of how you wanted it to look and how wonderful it was going to be? Like, I know I did. And did trying to live up to the perceived expectations, and maybe it's not perceived, maybe they were very blatant expectations of other people or of the field within in which you work. I can do this. Like, did that start to steer you away from how you love to do business and how you love to show up? Like for me, I realized it was. I started looking at putting classes up and offering like group coaching and group sessions, like long term. And what I was looking at is, what does everybody want? What are people looking for? And what I've realized in the last year and a half or 2 years, and a lot of it has to do with using the tools of joy of business. And if you haven't read it, Simone Millicis wrote this brilliant book, The Joy of Business. And there's tons of tools in there, and it's a very different perspective on business. And what I realized was, no, like I would put this stuff out there and have some success with it. And some things fell completely flat. And usually those were the things where I was trying to guess what other people expected and do that rather than talking about and offering what I was excited about in the minute and in the moment. Like this radio show, I've been excited about this for so long and putting off talking about it because I didn't kind of think I had all the information or all the perfect verbiage to talk about it. And that's just silly. I'm winging it. I wrote down a few notes and some kind of general ideas, but maybe really blatantly obvious to everyone, but I'm just winging it. And I'm talking about this and kind of following the energy of what's coming up in the moment. And so I noticed for me when I started creating my business that way, when I started offering classes based on what I was interested in and learning about and what was changing my life, I had much more success and I had much more fun. So what came first, like the chicken or the egg? Was I having more success because I was having more fun? I think that has a lot to do with it. And I want to touch back on that later. But money follows joy. So if you're creating a business or looking for new income streams, if you're having fun with what you're doing, people are going to be excited about it. Like what you're talking about is going to have an energy of engagement to it that people are going to cling to. So I'm curious, and maybe this is a place where we can do another little exercise or look at some questions, because I really want you to come away with some tools and some questions you can ask about your business where you're not looking for a cognitive answer. You're just noticing the energies that show up, and you may get a cognitive awareness about it, but it may just be energetic. Either way, you're still getting it, so don't worry about if you're not getting it right, quote unquote. So what parts of your business or your work are you bastardizing in order to get it right? What comes up for you? Are you having as much fun as you could have? What could you play with your business that would allow it to come much closer to the business or the job that you kind of dreamed about, like when you got excited about what you were doing? What could you tweak or change that might get you closer to that? And it could be the how you work. Like for me, I love doing computer stuff really early in the morning, but the bottom, and then doing some stuff for myself, and then I get at some of my other tasks later in the day, and I have to take several breaks during the day. I require time outside. My body requires the, like, the space and the communion with the earth, that I can just take my dogs on a quick walk, or I can just go out and sit in the sun for a few minutes, or even if it's not sunny, just go feel the cool air on my skin for a few minutes, and I get back to my tasks and my work invigorated and more excited. So what are those things for you? What could you tweak, change, or add to your business that would create more excitement, but that you eliminated because you were trying to either measure up or create the perfect business or conclude, which is huge. We do a lot of defining and concluding what other people wanted from you or your business. So everything that is and everything that brings up for you, would you be willing to let it go and destroy and uncreate all of it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So here's a clearing you can run, a question you can ask. Like, what definitions are you using to create the limitations in your business? And you can substitute in your life, your money flows, you can plug anything in there. But in your business, you are choosing. And everything that is, will you destroy and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And again, you can just ask it for yourself. What definitions or what conclusions, they both work, am I using to create the limitations with my body, with my business, with my work, with my family? I am choosing. And everything that is pot and pock. We have come to the next break. So I will see you on the other side with Joy of Business Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back to Joy of Business Radio with me, your host, Gabrielle Venna, as we continue talking about perfection and what it is and what it isn't and how to let it go. So, in the last couple segments, I have talked about like the way I do perfection, and it is sometimes either procrastinating to the very last minute, like I did with this beautiful radio show, even though I really love doing these shows. Like, you know, my name is Gabrielle. My nickname is Gabby. It might be a very appropriate nickname because honestly, until I was told I talked too much and I was too much and to quiet down and that I dominated conversations, like I could talk a mile a minute and I could talk for hours. And actually, it was a little bit later in life. It was in my 20s with a family member or a step family member who didn't really love that about me, that it got squashed. And I really almost got defiant about it. I'm like, fine, you think I talk too much? I'm not going to talk at all. And that actually ties into perfection too. I was the completely imperfect stepdaughter, and I might have a rebellious spirit, just a little bit. And so I kind of took it to the other side where I completely shut myself down and lost my train of thought. Oh, that's perfect. Oops. anyway, I completely shut myself down and kind of did the opposite thing of it, but it was still monitoring, right? I was still monitoring all the time. Am I talking too much? Am I being too loud? Am I dominating the conversation? Am I acting too much like my mom, which upset certain family members? And so I'm wondering, like, how many places or how many aspects of you have you shut down or quieted or narrowed because it didn't fit into someone else's point of view? And it is a point of view about what was right, good, and correct. And would you now be willing to just let that go and be you? Being, when we are being, it is energetic and it is spacious. And it's not about the right, the perfect, and the correct. It is about just showing up in that moment fully as you without monitoring it. Like, Dr. Jane here, who wrote this beautiful book, Being You, Changing the World, one of the things he says at the end of his calls, and you know, you may have heard it before, is what if you being you is the gift, the change, and the possibility that this world requires? And I'm just letting that sink in for a minute. What if that is actually true? And where does being perfect or right enough or good enough fit into that? It doesn't. It actually eliminates that and takes aspects of us away. So one of the things I'll ask of you, if this is at all light, I mean, do what works for you, is after you're done listening to the show, as you go about your life, start to notice where you're monitoring yourself and where you're being really vigilant and trying not to get it wrong or not to upset this, you know, your stepmom in my case, or, you know, your siblings or your coworkers or children or spouses or anyone. Where are you stopping yourself and making yourself small when you just showing up is actually the gift for the world and for other people? Like when we fully show up as ourselves, we can love your business. And when you can, like, whether or not you're saying it out loud, but like sing your own praises and be good with that, like that gives other people permission to be themselves. It's a little different than what we're taught. I just thought about this. I was, and I lost it. It'll come back to me. It had to do with a conversation I was having with my nephew today about this. I kind of started picking his brain just to see what he knew about it. And he's almost 8 and brilliant. And, you know, when he's not trying to be the perfect son or the perfect student, like he shines so brightly. That's it. Okay. So I was talking with both of my nephews in the car today. I knew I'd get to it eventually. And I was asking them, I picked them up from school today and took my older nephew to soccer practice. And he's quite a good player. And I was asking about it. I'm like, yeah, how's your team? Is your team having fun? Are you guys, you know, playing well? Are you playing well on the team? Are you enjoying it? And he said, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm like, are you really okay? Or are you like better than that and fantastic? And he said, well, I'm not supposed to brag. I've been told I brag too much. And I can see where he got that feedback, because however, what he does with it is he started to minimize his greatness right there. And we were talking about that. And he's like, yeah, I'm told to have confidence in myself. I mean, these aren't his words. This is my paraphrasing. But basically, to have confidence in himself and to know how good he is. But when he's asked about it, he's supposed to minimize and not actually say how awesome he is at soccer. And like, look at that catch 22. Like, you can't win and you have to completely monitor yourself. I hope that was fascinating. And I love how the universe works. You know, here I am, you know, a couple hours later, going to come home and record this show. And this is the conversation we engage in. And I thought, wow, how much do we all have stuff like that that comes up? So whether or not you're like singing it from rooftops, would you be willing now to acknowledge you and the gift you are, whether or not you can see it, or whether or not anyone else has pointed it out to you? Just sit with it for a minute. What if you never did anything wrong, and what if you're a gift just as you are? So, perfection, as we've talked about, is about the right, the perfect, the correct, and the correct destination. Like, perfection is really about the destination and whatever that end result is, being it right, doing it right, getting it right. So in that, when you're looking at getting things right and at that end point, in that, what actually happens to the journey? What is more enjoyable for you, the journey or the destination? And it was funny, I was actually listening to a SiriusXM show today. I don't even not want to know if I want to admit what I was listening to, but it was Andy Cohen Radio, and he was talking about it with somebody. And he had a guest on who actually asked him about that. And I thought, or it was a caller, it was someone calling in, whatever it is. And I thought, wow. And I immediately made the link to perfection. And what can happen is when we're so focused on the doing and the getting it right, we then on the journey, miss the subtler energetic breadcrumbs, as I put it, from the universe, that the universe is dropping in our way, that if we would stop and acknowledge them and maybe follow something that interests us or do something that brings us joy, whether or not it makes any logical sense in the moment, would actually open the door to a greater possibility. So striving for perfection, I'm getting more than ever, completely eliminates some of the elements of creation. So in access consciousness, we talk about some of the elements of creation being question, choice, possibility, and contribution. You may have heard this. I heard it, I can't tell you, probably hundreds of times in the 7+ years I've been using these tools of access consciousness and taking classes. So the way it works is when we can be the question and function as the question about everything. If I choose this, whatever it is, what will it create? Then you just pause and you relax into receiving the awareness. Is it light or is it contracted and heavy? If it's light, it's probably a good choice for you right now. If it's heavy or contracted, it may not be the direction you want to go in. So you ask a question. When you then ask a question, you have choices available and you make a choice. And once you choose something, even sometimes just energetically choosing it or putting your intention towards choosing it, sometimes it's a doing, then all of a sudden new possibilities become available. And when we ask an open question, you know, if I take on this client, what will it create? If I hire this person, what will it create? It extends to the rest of your life. If I buy this, what will my life be like in 5 years? These are these open questions, and you're just sort of asking yourself and the universe. And once you ask a real question from a space of wonder, the universe will contribute to you. We do live in an ask and you shall receive universe. So when you're working from perfection and getting it right, and you're very linear and not in question about everything, you then completely shut off the universe's ability to contribute to you as much as it could. And when we return from the break, we'll pick up with this on Joy of Business Radio.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back to the final segment of this week's Joy of Business Radio show, Letting Go of Perfection. I'm Gabrielle Venna, and I am your host today. And as we ended the last segment, we were talking about the elements of creation. And you know what? I'm going to back up. I'm going to be completely imperfect and irrational and not be linear and go in another direction for a second. I'm sitting here during the break cracking myself up because I have done a bunch of these radio shows, but I've always done them with other people because I really do love that interaction and the engaging of a conversation with another person. So this is the first show I've done on my own, and part of the reason I procrastinated, because it wasn't going to be perfect, is that I was probably going to have about 10 minutes worth of stuff to talk about. Oh, that's so funny. I could go on for hours. This idea of, this looking at the concept of perfection, which is a complete lie, applies to everything. I'm kind of leaning it towards business in your life, because this is Joy of Business Radio, but I could have, as I'm sure you could too, an equally long show about perfection with relationships, you know, with family, with friends, perfection as it relates to money and getting it right and not getting it wrong and how it completely screws up money flows. What about our bodies? How much do you either align and agree with the idea of there are certain things you have to be and do to have a perfect body, whatever the fuck that is, or resist and react to because of all the imagery that's out there about what a perfect body is, yet your body doesn't fit into that right now, or maybe it never did. Like, it's crazy how destructive it is. So as you go about your life, and maybe have this idea of perfection floating around, start to notice how it impacts the various areas of your life. And if you catch yourself kind of doing the right and wrong and good and bad, and I can't do that because I'm supposed to, the would-haves, could-haves, should-haves of our lives, just stop. I mean, honestly, you can run a clearing statement. You can always ask a question. But just say to yourself, you know what? Stop. I'm not going to do this to me, to my life, to my living, or to my body. I'm not going to do it. And what other choices do I have available to me? What else is possible? How does it get better than this? These are all open-ended questions to the universe. And when you ask them, the universe will respond to you. It may not be instantaneous, although it may be, but just start to relax more and notice that, as I've mentioned before, I always call it like these energetic breadcrumbs, sometimes really obvious big breadcrumbs the universe puts in your way. Like maybe you get the idea to read a certain article or talk to a certain person or to go somewhere. And it ends up opening possibilities to you, creating more joy in your life. So one of the things that perfection or the good enough, right enough can do is it really can eliminate your ability to know what you know. And we do know innately. We actually know, whether we've been told we do or not, what's actually going to work for us. And that's that, is it spacious and light to follow a certain thing, or is it heavy and contracted? Like, how often have you either bought something or maybe gone on a date with someone and you knew before you went and it wasn't going to be, you know, work to your advantage, or before you buy this thing that maybe it was going to sit in your closet unused? Whatever it is, it can apply to so many things. Or you're going to eat something and you just know it's not going to go down well, but you do it anyway. There's so many places we do that. So trying to get it right or wrong, like if you're going to, you know, conventional quote unquote wisdom is saying you should eat fresh vegetables and salad for however many meals a day, but you know your body does not want those vegetables at this moment. But you do it anyway because it's the right choice. And then you don't feel so great. And maybe if you'd had that cheeseburger, or maybe just a cup of coffee and skipped the meal, that your body would have been much happier. So start to notice where you go into decisions, judgments, conclusions, or computations. We call them DJCCs for short in Access. And where you do that instead of following your knowing. So I was talking about the elements of creation: question, choice, possibility, and contribution. And tying into that, one of the greatest creative elements in the universe is chaos. And chaos is not havoc or mayhem. Chaos is, like, think of the chaos theory of the universe. It's consciousness. Chaos, consciousness is chaos. And another way you can look at it is the rational or the irrational. And perfection is anti-chaotic. It completely eliminates chaos and the irrational. And when I talk about irrational, I am not actually referring to, you know, being crazy or ridiculous. Like, if someone tells you you're being irrational, it's usually not a compliment in this reality. Yet, when you're willing to be irrational in the sense that you follow what you know, you ask questions and then choose towards the path of space and least resistance, whether or not it makes cognitive sense, you start to create in a very different way. And then all the perfection and the rights and wrongs and all of that insanity doesn't dictate your life and isn't ruling you. So some of the questions you can play with, if you want to start creating irrationally, which would be following your knowing and awareness, is like, if I were being totally irrational today, what would I choose? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be that will allow me to be the irrational creator of my business? And it could be my life, my finances, my body, with ease. How irrational can I be to create all of the change I desire with total ease? So again, when you ask a question, it is a request to the universe to go to work on your behalf. And then your only job is to relax into receiving the awareness, not the answers, and then choose towards what's light for you. Don't try to figure everything out. That is rationalizing, and that is tying into getting it right and perfection. And then one of the other tools you can use is playing with the yes-no universe. If you have a choice in front of you, should I do this? Yes or no? Which one's lighter? Literally just yes, no, okay, yes, or okay, no. Maybe play with it for an afternoon and see what that creates and if it gives you more space to keep your life and your business on the creative edge. You've got to be irrational and you've got to ask questions and start to notice and eliminate all the definitions you have of you and who you are and who you aren't and what your business is and what it isn't, and all the definitions you have about money. And you can ask, again, questions. What definitions am I using to create the business I'm choosing? And this is where you can use the clearing statement. And everything that is, I destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pod, pox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I'll ask you, like, what definitions are you using to create the limitations you're choosing? I love that one. And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pod, pox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Definition is limitation. Anytime we define something or try to get it right, and I was talking again about the, like, where did we lose the joy and the creation of the journey to focus on that destination? It's like walking down a hallway with no doors and you just are going to the end point. But when you can start being irrational and choosing from what you know or following what's fun, all of a sudden these doorways start opening up as you walk down the hallway with more possibilities. So those are some tools and questions you can play with. And again, perfection. Like, when you think of it, how many people's judgments and voices and points of view do you have rattling around in your universe where you're trying to get it right for all of these different people and things? Is that conducive to joy? Like, no, it's not conducive to joy in any way whatsoever. So money follows joy. So what could you choose to joy today that will bring you joy? Thank you for joining me on Joy of Business Radio. You can find out about Joy of Business Classes on accessjoyofbusiness.com.